Hello, this is Alan Tepper for Beyond Podcasting and Pro Video Coalition, and we're here today testing the iRig Pro Duo I/O, which is a handheld multi-platform audio interface from IK Multimedia. It's been a few years since I've reviewed a similar audio interface from IK Multimedia, who is based in Italy or Italia, so I'm glad to be doing another one now. Unlike the iRig Pre HD I reviewed back in 2017, today it's the iRig Pre Duo I/O. The main differences between this and the iRig Pre HD, which is still available, is that the iRig Pro Duo HD can accept up to two XLR balanced microphones with or without supplying phantom power, and the iRig Pre HD can only accept one XLR balanced microphone. As always, when we test audio interfaces, we like to use a dynamic microphone to make sure that the microphone preamp is working the hardest. This time, I'm making a dual recording, since the dynamic microphone I'm using is also hybrid, so its XLR output is feeding channel 1 or left of the iRig Pro Duo I/O, and its digital output is feeding my computer directly. I am recording each track independently in Hindenburg Journalist Pro, my favorite multi-track audio editor from Denmark. Both are using our absolute standard of 48 kHz sampling frequency, although the one from the iRig Pro Duo I/O has its resolution at 24-bit, since the headless Q2U's digital output, although it's 48 kHz, it's limited to 16-bit resolution. So the resolution is better in the iRig Pro Duo I/O than in the A to D converter built into the microphone. I love the potentiometers or gain knobs on the iRig Pro Duo I/O since they are large, discrete, and have numbers. So few manufacturers in this price range are numbering the potentiometers lately. So I will say molte grazie to IK for that. To get a raw recording at a conservative minus 12 dB, I had to set the input gain to 9 out of 10 or 90%. This is considerably higher than what I had to do with the iRig Pro HD, since with that one, I was able to get a minus 12 dB recording from a dynamic microphone by only setting it to 60%. This makes me believe that the maximum gain of the iRig Pro Duo I/O is lower than that with the iRig Pre HD. However, it fortunately sounds very clean even at 90%, which is the bottom line. I also love the fact that although there are not any VU meters, there are LEDs to indicate when we are in the ideal gain range. I recently reviewed a similar device from another manufacturer, and that one lacked any metering at all and had no numbering on the potentiometers or gain knobs. I also love the fact that the iRig Pro Duo I/O has latency-free monitoring with its own volume control, so we can do quality control of our recorded voice live with our favorite isolating headphones. That same volume control for the 3.5mm TRS headphone jack also controls the overall level feeding the headphones, including the sound that may come from the connected computer or mobile device in case you're connected remotely with a guest, panelist, or co-host. The only surprise is that the iRig Pro Duo I/O combines both input channels in the center. All other two-channel interfaces I have tested before keep them separate, in other words, left or right ear, except for those which have a mono mode, which combines both in the center for recording or live broadcast. On the other hand, the iRig Pro I/O always offers them separately to the host system. So I selected that input channel, one or left, on that track, in Hindenburg Journalist Pro, as you'll see in the screenshot. Now I'll read my standard text for testing microphones and preamplifiers. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Part 3, my translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.